I'm Dan Clefstad. TV stations around the country are moving to different broadcast frequencies, including multiple stations throughout Illinois. Sam Dunklaw has more.
The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, is mandating the move in order to make room for wireless carriers who are rapidly expanding into new technologies like 5G. That requires more bandwidth on the nation's airwaves than is available right now. Jean Cadu is an FCC spokeswoman.
All that means is that viewers who watch with an antenna are going to need to watch for announcements from their local stations and rescan their TV when the change happens.
Some stations will change in January. Others will be in a later wave in March. An important note, even though stations are changing how they send out broadcasts, the channels viewers use to reach them on their TVs will still be the same. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Bees and other pollinator species are disappearing around the world. To help boost their numbers in Illinois, the state's Department of Natural Resources is implementing a program to encourage the creation of habitat on solar energy fields, which take up a lot of land. Rachel Torbert is the department's deputy director.
Pollinators are critically important to us as a human race. I mean, they pollinate the plants that we use for food and feed, and they are disappearing at an alarming rate.
She says solar field owners can get in touch with DNR to learn what to plant in order to have the official pollinator-friendly designation. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker spent at least $3 million of his own money for state expenses, including staff raises and building renovations. Experts call the practice troubling because money spent from private funds is not subject to open records laws and because it gives wealthy candidates an edge. A Pritzker spokesperson defended the practice, saying the Democrat believes Illinoisans are worth investing in. Pritzker's predecessor, Bruce Rauner, also used his personal wealth in his capacity as governor, spending to help other Republican candidates and donating to private foundations for state projects. Illinois prisons have to undergo wide reforms in the treatment of transgender inmates under a court order, including avoiding cross-gender strip searches and training for employees. The order issued this month follows a 2018 lawsuit filed on behalf of five transgender women who say they were not provided with appropriate treatment while in custody. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A large recreational marijuana sale will begin in January in Illinois, but dispensaries may not stay fully stocked in the beginning months. We get more from Eric Schmid.
Almost every state with legal cannabis faced product shortages, and that will likely be the case in Illinois. An initial supply bottleneck isn't the biggest issue the state faces, says Adam Orens, founder of the Marijuana Policy Group, a cannabis consulting firm. He says cannabis shortages are usually temporary. The bigger question for Illinois is,
are there enough dispensaries, and is there enough access to this product? Because if there's not, people will stay with their pre-existing illicit relationships.
Orens says disrupting the established black market is tough for new regulated cannabis industries. He says a lot will depend on price and ease of access to legal marijuana. In Belleville, I'm Eric Schmid.
Now that winter's here, people are talking about storing firewood, both indoors and outdoors. It seems simple enough, yet some level of planning is in order, according to experts. The University of Illinois Extension's Richard Henschel recommends staying away from woods with a lot of sap, like pine. That can cause a lot of smoke. He says dry, seasoned firewood, which means it's already been cut and split, is best, and that you shouldn't bring firewood into your house unless you plan to burn it within a week. That can keep the bugs down. If you are storing the firewood outside, Henschel says you need to cover it with a tarp or other material in order to keep it dry. I'm Jennifer Fuller.